This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hey, just a quick update on the stock market and risk. For the last few years, as you know, I've been warning about how overbought the stock market is and how much it has gone up without the underlying fundamentals supporting it. And this is due in large part to so-called quantitative easing, which is the government creating money. Well, the Federal Reserve first creating money and lending it to the government as a form of debt, but we'll save that for another podcast. Basically, the government creates money, hands it out to the banks, and a lot of the globalist companies end up with that money buying back their own stocks, which props up the stock market. And the Dow, of course, is just an average of certain stocks that are selected to represent the most optimistic view of the stock market as a whole. Really, only a few companies represent the gain in the Dow. A lot of companies have not done well over the last few years, but the Dow doesn't incorporate them. So the Dow is, you could say, rigged to make everything look awesome. But now, then the GOP passed the tax reform not long ago, and that caused a major influx of overseas money to come back into the United States, the so-called repatriation of corporate money at a very low tax rate. I think it's 15% for the repatriated money, and now corporations are paying 21% as a tax rate moving forward. This is allowing a tremendous amount of economic growth in the United States that is real. However, my note here, kind of my warning, is you still have to be careful, because now the stock market has, as we say, baked in a tremendous amount of upside optimism on the back of that GOP tax reform, which means the market keeps going up and up. I mean, it's had, you know, a few down days here and there, but it keeps going up overall beyond the level of what the fundamentals would support. Now, here's why this is very, very tricky to deal with. The market clearly is based largely on optimism right now. And as long as everybody stays optimistic, it could continue to go up for a long time, years now. I thought it was going to crash earlier, but now that this tax reform passed, there's a lot of influx of new money coming back into the country that could realistically prop up the market for several more years. But that doesn't mean the market is based on fundamentals that support those price increases. And this is where I want to be clear. And I'm not saying you should buy or sell stocks right now. I'm not saying you should bet on the upside or the downside. I'm just saying that, yeah, it could go up for several more years now, but if it does, it's still not based on fundamental reality. The PE ratios are too high. The earnings just aren't there for most of the companies. But the optimism of investors is just pricing in so much optimism or expectation of future returns that it's continuing to push those prices higher and higher. The danger in this is that one major event, could crater the system. That danger still exists, even though the tax reform was passed and even though companies are bringing money back into the United States. Now, what could that event be? One potential event that is coming up in the not-so-distant future is, believe it or not, an attack on North Korea. Any attack on North Korea could threaten the stability of the, let's say, the pyramid of expectations that's currently propping up the stock market. I would expect that if there's an attack on North Korea, in other words, if the U.S. goes in and tries to take out North Korean leadership, which looks like it could happen. You know, there aren't very many ways for Trump to deal with that situation other than to do a preemptive attack. And I've talked about this in previous podcasts, how the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex, you know, they need to recycle some missiles and so on. They need to make sure the country sees them as really, really important. And I'm not anti-national defense, by the way, and I've been clear about this on the record, but I do understand how sometimes they want to make sure that people are reminded how important the national defense infrastructure really is. So they want to use their power. They want to demonstrate it. And also they want to defend America against North Korea. And that is necessary because North Korea is directly threatening to nuke U.S. cities. But if this attack happens, I would expect the stock market to take a big hesitation, at the very minimum, possibly a major, major correction. And it could lead to more sell-offs. It's hard to say. It's just that it's so unstable at this moment that an event like that could trigger something big. Or there are financial events, of course, that could trigger a similar sell-off, such as China announcing a gold-backed currency, for example. Or, you know, a prolonged government shutdown, which is what the Democrats want right now, and there's another one coming up here soon, very soon, you know, potentially. So there are a number of things that could sort of pull the plug out from under the optimism, but if none of those things happen, the optimism could continue for a very long time. So how do you play the market? My advice consistently has been, don't play the market. It's too much risk, too much unpredictability. The best thing to do, in my view, has always been to invest in things that don't disappear when the markets go crazy. That's why I have repeatedly encouraged people to buy gold and silver, actual physical precious metals, and land, and things that can outlast a crisis, a financial crisis, war, civil war, EMP, nuclear attack, attacks from the Russians, whatever it is. I mean, anything. Land is going to be here. Gold and silver are going to be here. Precious metals, ammunition, if it's legal for you to own. You know, firearms for self-defense, if it's legal for you. All these things are going to be there, even when everything else craters. So that's my advice. I'm not investing in the stock market. I've been out of it for quite some time. And by the way, I sleep very well at night, I think, because of that. I don't worry about having money exposed in the stock market. It's much better to own land. You know it's going to be there tomorrow morning when you wake up. No doubt about it. Yeah, it's not going to gain 20% in a month, but it's also not going to vanish or be stolen by someone or get hacked or whatever, all these things that happen in the market. So just be wise. That's all I'm saying. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.